proclamation number 3211 dated the August 3rd, 1944. Destiny of life is God's will. World events will run their course according to God's will, and thus earthly life will equally take its course for every individual person as it was determined by God. No one can avoid his destiny. By way of thoroughly trusting prayer, he can merely reach a point where God will help him to bear up to it if he is too weak himself. And therefore the human being is unable to shape his own destiny differently, even if he believes otherwise, for the way it turns out is the way God has intended it for eternity, and he himself places the thoughts into a person's heart so that he will do precisely that which corresponds to his divine plan. The human being certainly has free will, but earthly events must always be looked upon as God's will or permission, which entirely coincides with the eternal plan. For God has known every human being's spiritual state for eternity. And thus nothing comes upon the human being which his profoundly wise will does not consider to be beneficial for his soul. Consequently, it is not possible for the human being to avert anything from himself. Only through heartfelt prayer can he increase the effect on his body, if it is favorable, or reduce it, if it is damaging to him. For this reason the human being can leave himself to God's reign and activity with complete confidence, since whatever happens will be good for his soul, and the strength of faith can indeed make every earthly happening bearable if the person fully and trustingly hands himself over to the Father in heaven and allows him alone to reign. Without the slightest worry he can let everything happen to him. For nothing exists which wouldn't have met with God's approval first, thus is considered good for his soul and therefore imposed upon him. Hence the human being need not fear anything either, he need not be afraid of forthcoming events as soon as he intimately unites himself with God. After all, his whole course of life proceeds in accordance to his attitude towards God. And if he realizes this he will calmly and collectedly await what is given to him, since he knows that only God's love is the reason if joy or suffering comes upon him. For he has known for eternity what means the earthly child needs in order to be able to mature psychologically, and he employs these means. Everything will happen without fail as he determined, and no human being will be able to change it of his own strength. This is why all worries a person has about his future are unnecessary, for he cannot improve it if it is not conducive for him, just as it need not become worse if the person's faith is so strong that he will remain in close contact with God. For his will shall always be done in heaven and on earth. No human being can oppose his will. And his will is truly wiser and therefore always good. Amen.